We've been talking about the importance for moving toward a vision of controlling the definitions. And this week, Richard Wolff gave a perfect illustration. He said, quote, "We need a shift from a top-down hierarchical structure in the workplace to a democratization of the workplace, together with the communities that are interdependent with the corporations," unquote. And that was said at the very end. That's usually where the key propaganda plants are placed. He also said that the phrase we use, people before profits, should be built into the system. Everyone should share equally in the extra leisure from working less, unquote. When I heard him say that, it reminded me of the critique in Waking Up, the book, Freeing Ourselves from Work, of the Zeitgeist movement, whatever, maybe Venus Project, whatever, I forget which one I got this document from. But they said that, you know, if we but turn the decision-making over to those qualified to make the decisions, then we would get to work less. We would have more leisure. And it's really interesting that he's using that word, trying to diffuse that word now, despite all Sebastian de Grazia's hard work. He labored long and hard to show us that leisure is not about free time. Leisure is a different animal altogether. Altogether. It's just like that word freedom. You can't be a little bit free. You either are or you aren't. You either have leisure or you don't. We either own our lives or we don't. So just as Plato had to redefine justice as the best state, and then Bentham jumped in quick to make sure he claimed happiness as the satisfaction of hunger, Wolff is trying to redefine leisure as free time, as if de Grazia never existed.